Hey, baby chickens. Thanks so much for checking us out. We appreciate you and think you look wonderful in a turtleneck. However, I do need to apologize in advance because the audio on this next episode sounds like it got dropped on its head. But I promise, if you stick it out and listen to the whole thing, by the end you'll say, huh. So that was a podcast. Enjoy.
It gives you really bad diarrhea.
The Japanese wrestling fans are smaller. Movie? The movie.
Okay.
Big Sigourney Weaver.
What does that mean? Are you a turtle?
Salutations, baby chickens. I'm Dalton Castle. And that roughly translates into what?
I'm Bobby Fish.
All right, yeah. It's pretty fluid there. Welcome to another episode of Mimosas and Coffee. Two fellas around brunch time, you know, enjoying each other's company because we got a lot in common. We're both wildly muscular.
Mm-hmm. Enjoying your musculature from across the desk.
You say that, but like, I don't see it in your eyes. I don't see you truly enjoying it.
I'm just taking you in.
The way you dry heave to the side there tells me you're feeling different.
I'm drinking you in.
Okay, so like along I'm liquid?
Along with the coffee, I'm drinking in Dalton Castle.
I'm chugging your good looks like a nice warm glass of eggnog.
Like a nice warm glass of milk, because I'm about to go to bed.
When I was in the 10th grade, maybe 11th grade, I don't know, we went away for February break. Did you have that in your school? Like, they closed school for a week?
They still have it now.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
It's just a built-in vacation for no reason.
I know they still have it now because Madison, my oldest daughter, is having her adenoids and tonsils removed during February break.
Not her adenoids.
Her adenoids.
Then what is she going to hop on a pogo stick with and collect all that Domino's pizza if she doesn't have her noids?
I don't know. Wow, that's a dated reference. Holy shit, is that dated and regional?
The Noid.
Not regional, because they're a national company, yeah.
Domino's, are they're somewhere outside of the capital region now?
Them and Walmart.
I hear they're
expanding.
Walmart these days.
Just expanded.
Domino's, yeah. The Walmart of pizza.
Yeah, they used to not be beyond the Mississippi.
So, like in high school, it was like maybe like a Monday. We came back from vacation. My art teacher was cleaning out her fridge.
What was her name?
Mrs. Paintbrush. Yeah, okay. I really feel bad because I liked her a lot and I don't remember her name at all. But she had one of those lunchroom cartons of chocolate milk. And a carton of orange juice. She's like, anybody want these? I was like, I'll take it. Mm-hmm. Throws me the chocolate milk. I open it up and I chug it and immediately look at her, run down the hall and profusely vomit, like projectile vomit into the bathroom.
Fire extinguisher type projectile.
Yeah. Like someone kicked open the Hoover Dam, my throat being the Hoover Dam.
And
it was chunky.
Rotten ski. Yeah.
It felt like somebody had taken sawdust and just spit into this chocolate milk and then microwaved it and then I drank that, the whole half pint.
You're making me hungry.
What had happened was they turn off the power for February break. So that milk sat in a hot box for
an incubated
7 days.
It probably grew fur. Some arms.
I grew fur.
A pair of legs.
Oh. I was pretty much a human centipede after that.
I had an art teacher in elementary school.
That's it?
No, I had one all the way through.
All the way through. Elementary school art teachers.
This particular art teacher, her name was Mrs. Q.
Mrs. Q? Mm-hmm. As in like C-U-E? You didn't know what her real name was.
You know what? I don't know how it was spelled. In fact, I think we called her Mrs. Q because her last name probably started with Q and it was really long.
Because she's a quack.
But this is going to get confusing because now as an adult, I'm trying to figure this out.
Q-fusing.
her last name, she was Asian.
Ah,
I don't know.
I know the
Japanese,
type.
Chinese, Korean. I don't know.
Dirty knees. Look at these.
Right. Anyway, Miss Q, we.
That was a Miss Q right there.
Miss Q. I don't know if I can reel this one back in.
Okay.
We've gone way off. Anyway, the joke was, even as children, was that her first name was Fa.
I don't get it.
Me neither. Okay, yeah. Let's move on.
So,
I don't get my own story.
It's a good story, though.
Mm-hmm.
Fa. Oh! Oh! No. No. Still nope. Missing. Yeah. What's been going on in the... We just went to Charlotte, North Carolina. Take your shirt off. Mm-hmm. Spin around like a helicopter. And...
Not following.
No.
I don't.
Miss Q. What would you say your experience in this last travel we had together was?
So by travel, you mean the process of us getting from here to there? Or there back? What?
Just the overall experience.
Are you talking the whole weekend?
Yeah, I recall a moment of you texting me, me buying several things of adult beverages, going to the hotel room, and you're going, hey, where are you at? Give me my room number. You said, yeah, and then I didn't see you until the morning.
Right.
What happened? Did you, by any chance, get abducted?
I did not get abducted, but there was a knock at the door that distracted me.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Is that where it ends?
Open the door.
Just a knock, and you're like, ah, that's peculiar. Going to go to bed.
I opened the door. And in walked a homeless nymphomaniac.
Whoa. The worst kind of nymphomaniac is one who does not have a place to rest their head.
She stunk.
Of other men?
Of lots of things.
Okay.
But it didn't stop me.
How does one...
I soldiered on and I said, listen, I'm gonna give it to you.
The shower. I'm gonna give you my shower.
If... by shower, you mean my dick.
Yeah, that's where it was. Okay, mark that down. 6 minutes, 58 seconds, Bobby Fish.
All right.
Pulls out his verbal dick for the first time.
The truth is...
that was a record. That was the longest you've ever gone.
Yes, and I'm marking this date down.
I had milk... chunky milk comments, and you restrained yourself.
Yeah.
That was.
I showed impressive restraint.
We're getting there. But perhaps New Year's resolution, one full episode you get through.
Maybe I get one for the year. Do I get one dick reference for the year?
That's you've already used up like 70 of them, so you're out.
Yeah, but then so if we then project this to 70 years from now, we can then all of those references are out of the way. Mm-hmm. If I adhere to one per year starting now, so 70 years from now when I'm 109,
for the listener, they should know you were holding your hand up and punching into an invisible calculator right in front of, which I don't know,
it could be a telephone.
Or you're just rudely pointing at me.
Right.
Now your finger's in your nose.
Picking my nose.
Now it's in your nose. Mm. I was just in New York City. And
doing?
I was getting, dropping off paperwork for my visa.
Oh, right. Did you see your sister?
I did. Yeah. First I had to go to the Japanese consulate, which is intimidating.
Really?
Yeah.
Are there samurais and ninjas?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Have you been there? Obviously been there.
I have.
Well, you've got to get through an obstacle like Ninja Warrior. Yeah, just to get to the front desk to ask the guy, hey, I'm here to drop off my visa work. And then, this is legit, real official. It's like a scary building, bunch of people in an office, or like a front desk. And he goes, okay, here's a number. He hands me a ticket, like I'm going to order cold cuts at the deli or something.
Uh-huh.
And then he takes my ID, gives it back to me, and goes, all right, the guard will take you up now.
He said, so you're speaking as if there's no affect or accent to you, or...
Yeah, he was a He was a black dude.
Oh, really? Working at the Japanese consulate?
Well, you know, they
did you ask
for like, opportunity?
Hey, where are the samurai? Where be them ninjas?
He said,
I don't want any racist.
Do you have any weapons? And I held up my hand. And he goes, ah, yes.
Yes.
Hand used like knife.
Karate.
In karate.
Which is, by definition,
Japanese?
No, karate singing is along something with music. Open hand.
Is that what karate is?
Yeah, because te is hand, and it's kara is empty.
So if
karate.
Like, if like I'm falling down a cliff, and there's like Japanese fellas mm-hmm. like there, but they can maybe I'm like, hey, throw me a karate, and then like
not if you say it like that because they won't understand it. Mm-hmm. We yeah. as Americans have bastardized the pronunciation.
How do
and
you
pronounce it? Karate.
Karate.
Hey man, I know some karate. It's karate. I remember when I was a kid, I used to think people that pronounced it karate were pretentious as all hell.
Uh-huh.
When in actuality, they just weren't ignorant.
Those are like the people who go like, I just went down to Cozumel, Mexico.
Yeah.
Why is it I feel like pronunciations of places and or like real words that originated in a different country mm-hmm. that I don't think that should get changed.
No, agreed.
Like, what is it? Poland mm-hmm. is Polska. Like right in Poland they call it Polska and they even spell it different.
Yeah.
In Finland is Sumi, I think.
Yeah.
Like
I don't know that one.
Why is that? I don't know.
I don't know. Japan is even worse. Japan is totally made up. The name.
What do they call Japan in Japan?
Nihon is the language, but
Nippon
is the name of the country in Japanese.
Nippon?
I don't know if it's
Napalm.
No, Nihongo. Oh, Nihongo is the name of, like, so if you're referencing Japanese language. But Nihon is Japan. That's the name of the country, is Nihon.
We'll be right back with idiots teaching history lessons.
Idiots lying to one another.
Idiots making shit up.
Tune in next week. When Dalton tries to convince Bobby that he is, in fact, a man.
I went and saw my sister after, so after the Japanese consulate, I went, obviously, I went to the fashion streets, and I was like, let's go check out some spandex.
The fashion, is that what they're called? Like, you are now, welcome to the fashion district. Streets.
Yeah, they got the meatpacking district, fashion district, I think there's the boner district. That's that part.
That's
pretty uptown.
Yeah, but that's kind of just another word for the meatpacking district.
Yeah, yeah. That's a dark alley.
That's just another. Lots of glory holes.
So I go in and I just stare
that's what I hear.
At walls of spandex going, I can't make a decision and I'm out of here. I get overwhelmed.
So these are not actual garments. These are
Fabrics that I would
just then, fabrics. They've not been fashioned into a garment
yet. Yeah, I would hand over and like make me something beautiful. Yeah, out of this. So that's an impossible task for somebody like me who can't make any decisions. I did.
Mm-hmm.
And
these were tights you're having made.
For
your profession.
For my booty.
For your profession.
Yeah, so like people who are listening to this, if they continue to watch, eventually, maybe like a month or so, they'll see the fabric I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Because it'll cover your balls.
Yeah, and that's what obviously where their eyes are gonna go.
Yes.
When they see me.
My majestic balls are in here behind all this spandex.
Which, like, can you imagine what they'd be doing if the spandex wasn't holding them in?
Yeah, well,
flying all over the place, like Nickelodeon gack, just
right.
Everywhere.
Right.
Remember
and
those things?
Like, taunting people and spitting at them.
Well, mine, like, my balls particularly, I don't know if you have this problem too, but you know those quarter machines outside the grocery store?
Uh-huh.
Where you get, like, the hand on, like, the sticky rope and you throw
yeah.
it? Yeah, that's what my balls are like.
Now, my balls are often that sticky.
Mm-hmm.
okay,
thanks. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, care to elaborate? No.
That was my nickname in college. Old Sticky Balls.
Sticky Balls Bobby.
Here comes Sticky Balls again.
Oh,
I fucking hate this guy.
at the consulate, they make us go through the metal detector when you get up there, because in case like I'm planning like some sort of assassination of some sort, mm-hmm. I don't know where. Well, I don't even know what importance this building is, other than I have to take all my jackets off and
put my. How many jackets were you wearing?
You know, I like to layer up and look fashionable, so I had no less than 2 dozen on. Mm. But they're thin.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked great. I had all my spring colors on.
Lots of zippers and buttons and bells and
buckles are in, Bobby. I'm a buckles kind of guy. So the guy in front of me is freaking out. It's just me and him.
In the guy in front of you in the queue, as the English would say.
In the queue to go through the metal detector. He's like freaking out and like trying to move all fast, like he's holding up a big line or something. Mm-hmm. He's holding me up. I'm in no hurry, and I'm not showing it by tapping my toe or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think of, like, we go through the airport just about every weekend.
Yes.
And you lately have been getting cavity searched. Is what
it is. Raped!
Yeah. Every time we go through, what are you doing different now that makes you get this kind of treatment when we go through the airport?
Well, I pack my bag, and then I proceed to find a powdery substance to sprinkle all over my belongings.
Oh, you're like, honey, where's the anthrax?
Mm-hmm. And then I like to make sure that I have multiple potions and creams.
I do love this, like, because I'll...
In large containers.
What I did last time, I forgot to put my freaking flyer mile on my ticket, so you went through security, I went back and checked in again.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came back all the way through security, you were still getting searched.
Still. Yeah. Right.
It's not a big airport.
No. And I come through that very airport every week.
That's something a terrorist would say.
Been coming through that airport every week for about 2 years.
Well, again, it's the long con, is what they say. You're just building up some credibility.
Right.
Waiting for us to let our guard down.
I'm putting in my groundwork. Or putting in my groundwork?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Laying some pipe is what you're doing.
Yeah, something. Laying the foundation so that I can then come back.
Build up some trust and knock it down!
Yeah!
I'm on to you,
mm-hmm.
Al-Qaeda fish.
So this week might be the week.
Well, no, not if you're just going to come clean with it. Now you got to go hold it. You just ruined your plan.
Unless, of course, there's some TSA agents who listen to this podcast. Then
psych.
We fucked.
Wait.
Well, my plan is.
Oh, you're going to fuck all the TSA agents?
If it keeps going the way it's going, I'm thinking that maybe I have a bunch of admirers.
Wouldn't that be?
And that they're going to drag me into a room and all the women,
mm-hmm.
the... Women,
the big
vagina,
all the big heavy set women at TSA
are going to have their way with all this.
Woo, mama fish, let me get that body. Hum, 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 hum. Oh, I'm gonna get you. Mm-hmm. Oh, search his ass for that bong, girl.
Mm-hmm.
What's this? Oh, you gonna bring this club on the plane?
Oh, Mr. Fish, I had no idea you was a woman.
Well,
look at the size of your clit. It's huge. For a clit. All right, I've taken it someplace it didn't need to go. I've officially taken this broadcast.
Brunchcast.
This brunchcast into an ugly, ugly place.
I'm not good at packing my bag anymore. I learned that last weekend.
Why?
Why?
Why? What makes you say such?
Let's
a thing?
Pull back the curtain a little bit,
yeah? Right?
Because the people who listen to this, they don't live the life we live.
They do not.
They don't travel the roads. They don't bring the tights and make them travel. Traveling tights, maybe. They don't have those.
They don't.
There's a like. We don't just show up in our gear and go out and wrestle.
No. No,
we don't
I
wear
do
the
not.
Shoes and the boots that you see in that ring. We gotta pack all those things.
Uh-huh.
And me, there's a lot to bring to look this majestic. And I didn't travel for 1 week on New Year's weekend.
Okay.
I had that off. And that throws everything off. Because now, like, I had a routine.
Your consistency.
Yeah.
The consistency.
So then, like, last time I go to pack, and then I'm like, okay, I've got the boots, I got the suit, the cape, the tights, do I have underwear? Oh, I don't know. I got to go back and look. Do I need underwear? Who knows? Leave it. So, like,
sounds to me like you're packing for a superhero.
I don't use the term lightly.
I think some have said that the party peacock is a bit of a superhero.
Some might say the peacock has solved a lot of world problems.
He has some superhero-esque qualities about him.
Superhero accomplishments.
Uh-huh. And lives the day life of a mild-mannered podcaster.
Mm-hmm.
Named you.
Did you get hear about you? I'm going to be confused. I don't have children, but I want to name them.
Not to be confused with Q. That was my art teacher.
I'm going
to
name my kid Given Surname.
Given?
Yeah, his given name, surname. Mm-hmm. And then it'll just be confused. What would be the
most... Is that like naming your dog Stay? Come here, Stay?
Let's say we become giant celebrities and we got to, you know, keep up our...
Like we develop gigantism, we become very big show.
Let's become...
And at the same time, coincidentally, we become...
Let's say you and I are the Great Khali.
Okay.
Together.
Together. So like you're the upper half and I'm
ass. We're down. Both Great Khalis.
Okay, split down the middle. You're the right side on the left
no,
side.
No, we're two... We're two Khalis, but we're best
There's
friends.
There's only one Khali.
There's only one Great Khali. We're going to be like the Uber.
We're going to be good Khali and Great Khali?
Yeah, we'll be good Khalis. We won't be too great.
Oh, we'll just be two good Khalis.
Yeah, we'll be little lassie dogs. Yep, yeah, nailed it. What is it, boy? What's it called? You say you want to wrestle me in a pajama prison match? Do Khalis howl?
I don't know. I don't know. I know my mother's always wished to own a Khali.
That's a nightmare. All that hair.
Yeah, I would think so too.
I've got this thing for Australian shepherds right now.
Never heard of one.
You know what a border collie is?
Is it kind of like a collie?
I mean, it's a herding dog, sheepdog kind of. But like
Punjabi in descent.
Yep. Yeah.
In origin.
Okay, so the
Punjabi. What is it? Punjabi herding
the
dog.
The border great collie is like a regular dog, but really big and slow moving, and the paws are just giant.
Giant.
Mm-hmm. And their bark is very hard to understand.
And their legs are very awkward looking, almost like a crippled giraffe.
Right. When you call it, when it comes to come running to you, it just looks like it's in pain and you feel so bad.
Yeah. And it just falls down repeatedly as if it was trying to traverse on ice.
I don't know. Part of me like is afraid to keep talking like this because I think at any minute he could come crashing through the wall like the Kool-Aid man.
If I ever... Oh, Jesus.
It could happen. I heard if you say his name three times.
Like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, but you gotta do it into a Punjabi prison mirror.
I don't have one of those either.
If we're giant celebrities, uh-huh. We gotta keep up the image. Mm-hmm. And we have kids. You already have kids, but you're gonna have new kids. What kind of names should we name our celebrity children?
Well, it's gotta be something off the wall.
Right.
As much as it pains me to say this, there certainly can't be a Bob Jr.
Mm-mm.
It's not going to work.
No, because they'll call him BJ.
So it needs
BJ
to be...
BJ Whitmer, that's what they'll call him.
Right, and we don't need another one of those.
Nah. There's already One's already one. Too many.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there's Apple, so if you want to stick with the fruit theme,
mm-hmm.
You name your kid a fruit. However, if it's a boy... And you name him after a fruit, then he's going to be a fruit.
That's you just name him fruit? Just
unless you want to name him vegetable.
How about fiber?
Given the fact that apple was passable. Does that then open it up to like vegetables? Like, can you name your kid Pepper?
Pepper Parks?
Pepper Parks.
His parents definitely knew what's up.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, have you seen Pepper Parks with his shirt off lately?
I know.
Oh, talk about fruit. Right. He's got like eight little grapefruits as abs.
He's juicy.
Like a fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Things are getting steamy in here if we bring Pepper Parks' body some more. Who the hell does he think he is?
Exactly.
Walking around with all them muscles.
And leather pants.
Yeah. Who does he think he is?
Who does he think he is?
All right. Here's a little insight. Rumor has it.
That.
Let's get Rumor of Honor right now.
Rumor of Honor.
Pepper Parks has been seen wearing tight black pants. Little do you know, they're just painted on.
That was Rumor of Honor?
That was Rumor of Honor.
Rumor. We're bringing out the water cannon.
Really? So he paints them on? So do his pants...
Segment's over. We can't discuss it. You already played the out cue. We can't go back.
Shit. See, I don't have the,
it's the rules
experience
of the brunch
you have in broadcasting.
Brunchcasting.
I feel as though you that there are no rules. You can always go back, but you've now clued me in, and I will follow your lead. Segment over.
I have 8 years experience in radio. Do you know that? It's a long time. To realize radio fucking sucks. Mm. Fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
A guy like me had a job for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like...
Don't deserve that.
Yeah. No. I didn't. No, I did. I didn't deserve what they paid me. I deserved more because I was wicked talented. Mm-hmm. So much that like I've developed that vernacular because I'm so close to Boston now where I moved.
Right. So at least you don't toot your own horn or anything.
No.
At least you're humble and modest.
The hardest part about being like, because I'm so humble.
Right.
It's so hard to not be so good.
It is.
Like, I try my hardest not to be the best at everything.
Yeah.
And
I find it difficult being this good looking that, like, I don't end up with a lot of friends because, like, but if I'm friends with him, then my wife's gonna wanna bang him, and if I'm friends with him and my sister, you know, I'm gonna catch him banging my mom someday.
Wait, how many members of your family are having sex with other family members?
In my family?
Yeah. In this scenario, you're...
No. No.
What I understood was you don't like to have friends because
friends. People don't wanna be friends with me. Other men don't wanna be friends with me because... They worry, while we're being modest, they worry that, like, if they bring me over, their wives are not going to be able to control themselves. Mm-hmm. And then they bring me over to meet their mom and sister, and next thing you know, I'm in the bathroom, got their mother bent over the sink, and, you know, I'm trying to ride her piggyback style.
You can't
but
do
she's
that.
Not strong
she's
enough.
She's not strong enough, yeah.
Because I'm 190 pounds.
You'll hurt her sciatica.
Most older women can't piggyback a man 190 pounds. I'm solid muscle.
Yeah. Well, you haven't.
I am all muscle, though.
You haven't met my mom.
Don't you realize?
My mom is a power lifter and can leg press
over
3,000 pounds.
You know, I know a certain someone whose mom invented powerlifting.
Really?
I do.
Wow. I hope that kind of translates.
I don't want to blow up his or her spot. Not something I do.
I would hope that offspring has become the strongest.
Probably has.
Gnome in the world.
Probably has.
Well, one could only hope.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's take a quick break here, and then we'll shift gears. We'll be right back with mimosas and coffee.
Bam!
All right, we're back. You didn't go anywhere, and actually, we didn't go anywhere either. We just kind of stopped recording and stared at each other in silence for a while.
Uh-huh. Which every once in a while, you do need to concentrate on what you're doing. I tend to be a multitasker, and sometimes I gotta just take a break.
Can I just
take you in?
My favorite thing in the world is eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, do I love eye contact.
I wear glasses, but no contacts.
I have glasses too.
Because I'm nearsighted, so
Does that mean you can see deers?
The future. I can see the future. Mm. I have X-ray vision. I can see the future and your underpants.
I hope to get this off online as soon as possible, so that maybe this will still be relevant. But Alan Rickman passed away.
Who might Alan Rickman be? Should I know? I'm feeling a bit.
I am fighting every insecure urge to jump across this table and bite your ear off right now. I'm fighting every urge in my body when you ask that question.
Mm. Is it a good fight you're putting up?
Bobby, you don't know who Alan Rickman is?
I assume that was your impersonation Bobby of Potter. The deceased.
Bobby Alan Rickman.
Still drawing a blank.
Head of the Slytherin house. Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber's ringing a bell.
Die Hard. I played the voice of God in Dogma.
Okay, so I only know one of his roles, and that would be Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber.
Yes.
Well, this isn't going to work. I thought maybe you had an Alan Rickman impression as well. You don't know. You're not culturally...
Is he a journeyman actor who kind of popped up in a bunch of things, but was never really a lead?
He's always like the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Always the bad guy.
Yeah, but there's a lot of like leading men that are bad guys in film.
You don't get a lot of anti-hero movies, though.
Ringing a bell.
I named all three movies that he was ever in.
Okay. And, I mean, Gary Busey was the bad guy in not Die Hard, but Lethal Weapon. J. Lethal Weapon. And
J. Lethal Weapon 2, The Lethal Injection. What was the third movie called?
I think it was called Black Machismo.
Oh, yeah.
Lethal Weapon.
That was a
4.
That was a prequel.
Black Machismo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that one.
That was my favorite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes I like to, like, I just put that one on a little bit.
Yeah. It helps me think. So a lot of times, like, if I want to write or something, I put on Lethal Weapon 4, Black Machismo, and I have that in the background, and it helps me be creative.
Yeah, I like that scene in the movie where he's always agreeing with things.
Uh-huh.
And he's like... You're like, hey, Black Machismo, do you like burritos? He's like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I like me some burritos.
Hey.
Snap into it.
Hey, Black Machismo, you like doing handsprings into the ropes and then coming backwards and then hitting people with a move?
Snap into it.
Yeah, snap into the lethal. Yeah.
I'm gonna snap into your ass.
Well, that's probably not where, I don't think that happened.
You're in trouble now.
He's getting so...
Because I'm going to snap into your head!
Your veins!
Let me get into that head!
Bobby, be careful!
Come on! It's over. Moment lost.
All right, well, since that's not going to work, I was going to turn the Alan... screw it. I was going to do something wrestling related. Okay. Let's do something else here. Let's test your improv... abilities with a game I've just invented. We're going to call it Create a Wrestler.
Okay.
I will be the announcer.
You're making me the guinea pig here.
Yeah, well, we're both the guinea pig.
Okay.
So, like,
should I be the host?
Should I be the host? The announcer?
You're the host?
Maybe.
Can I be a hamster instead of a guinea pig?
Oh, all right. Terrible. So, no, I'll be the guy, the fan,
uh-huh.
who's just experienced you, the wrestler. And I'll be describing what I saw with vague...
vague a word?
Yeah,
vag?
Big scumbags.
Scumbag. Don't be a scumbag.
With vague comments or hints or cues of what I saw. And then it'll be your job to create, like, let's say one or two lines. It's like a clip package.
I'm utterly confused.
Okay.
What are we doing here? Like, okay. So I'm just going to wing this. I'm just going to.
So just give me like one or two lines.
This thing.
Crossface. Give me like one or two lines after what I said,
okay,
using what I said. So I'll be talking to an imaginary friend.
And I am the wrestler.
Yeah, you're a clip.
Like Mickey Rourke, I am the wrestler.
Exactly, like Mickey Rourke, with better fingernails.
Okay.
Yeah. So, who am I talking to? Give me somebody in the Ring of Honor locker room.
You are talking to Todd Sinclair.
Todd, come over here. You've got to see this new wrestler I just saw. He's got this like crazy name, and it's like animal based, but it's also kind of sexy.
He is the Vegetable Killer.
Okay, so we're gonna reset.
I'm lost as to what you want my response to be.
You're a pro wrestler. Let's just say you're in the middle of cutting a promo, and every time I point to you, it throws another line of the promo out. I play another line of the promo. So like, I'm talking
to Todd
Sinclair.
Every time you point to me,
yeah,
I'm
pushing play on the DVD.
A line.
Yeah,
okay.
And I'm showing Todd
a
clip of your promo.
And I have to be the person that you're describing.
Right.
Like that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Todd, you have to see this.
Let's start it again.
Animal wrestler, I know.
Well, I'm gonna give you a new scenario. Because that was too easy, and mainly because you thought...
That was too easy?
Mainly because you thought vegetable was an animal for some reason.
Well,
I'm thinking about
having lunch.
I
have not eaten today.
Todd, you gotta see this new wrestler. He's amazing. He's got this crazy name. It's really kind of like based on all the Harry Potter movies, but at the same time, it's delicious.
I am Bilbo the Baker. I am not the Candlestick Maker.
He's great, man. He's like, he does this crazy like sound. He makes it, doesn't, it's not a word, but he makes this sound.
I got me a battle cry, and it goes.
Then he's like, he's in this like feud with this wrestler who, for some reason, is all about numbers, and he makes all these weird puns about him.
You, the number guy, I'm gonna propagate your algebra.
Yeah. What I love about the way, like, sometimes he doesn't say real words. He just mumbles through words. Like, algebra is my, like, one of the best catchphrases he has. But then, like, he invented a type of match when he challenges his opponent. And his opponent's name, he can't stop saying every other three words.
I want to face you, lipstick lesbian, in a hide your hot dog match. In a cage, on a riverbank, with dogs.
You gotta see it. It's amazing, Todd. He's gonna be on that new pay-per-view. The pay-per-view that the parents don't want the kids to watch, mainly because the name is suggestive.
The pay-per-view, Bilbo masturbates.
Yeah, the pay-per-view is based on his name and his favorite action. Well, if you don't like it, Todd, you can go fuck yourself. I think this game is a success.
As I like to say, Todd, fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck you, Todd. And scene.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done. But really, fuck Todd, right?
Let me catch my breath. That was exhausting.
I think I explained it pretty well. I think I came up with... There's a game there.
Yeah.
It needs some tweaking.
I don't know if Hasbro is going to be copyrighting our game, but...
Well...
Maybe.
Maybe now that you said that, we just jinxed ourselves and we're going to lose...
Hasbro, if you're getting any ideas, fuck you.
All right, let's take this bad boy to Shark Tank. And while we do that, Bobby, where can the people reach you?
Reach me at 518. Oh, wait a second. I guess I probably shouldn't give my phone number out.
You know, Rich Swan, once I did a podcast with him, gave his phone number out.
I heard.
It might still be out there. Strange. Look at him. You guys see Swan on the NXTs?
In the Ethernet.
His phone number's online.
Hells yeah. Yeah, you can find me at the Bobby Fish on Twitter.
I'm also at the Dalton Castle.
You oh, can so original of you.
Check us. I had mine first.
No, I was definitely
had mine first. No, I
you didn't even have that name.
I logged you on to Twitter.
I got on your Twitter before you had the name.
Oh, please.
You were still.
You were like my grandma asking, what is a Twitter, you said to me. And then I had to say, you know, go fuck yourself. You made this up. All right, we're both on Ring of Honor TV. Watch us every weekend and select markets on Wednesdays.
I'll be the one getting over.
Ooh.
That's how you could recognize
And me. I'll be the one overdoing it.
I'll be the one overcompensating.
I'll be the one eating eggs over easy.
I like my eggs over hard.
I'll be watching my favorite movie over the top.
I'm hard.
Well, yeah, I win. check us out. You can also watch it online if you don't have it in your market every Thursday. They put the new episode up at ROHWrestling.com. And Bobby, is that it?
That's it. That's it for me.
It was a good game. We should play that again.